There are not many old people, not many young people here, are there? Now it seems there's mostly old people I noticed around.
Well, there's not enough. There's not enough young people, and unless some young people come and settle in Port Burwell, Port Burwell's finished. The people here that are here now, the original people of Port Burwell, they can't. I wouldn't say they could survive any more than another 7 or 8 years. Soon they'll be too old to hunt, you see, and once that happens, they're going to have to move.
What sort of hunting do they do here?
Oh, seal hunting, and they make maybe a trip during the winter after caribou. They go further south on the Labrador side, and they get maybe a polar bear or two, and a small game, you know, ptarmigan and a few ducks and so on.
Yes, there was a polar bear in the bay here about 10 days ago, I think, wasn't there?
There's a polar bear here the day we came in. We stopped somewhere around noon to have a meal, and the polar bear very nearly came in the house with us.
Well, what happened to it?
Oh, one of the Eskimos shot at Noah. Noah and Hattuk.
Well, how did he tackle this?
Oh, just came running out with the rifle and just shot the bear right here in front of the house.
Well, that's really quite an adventure.
It was very easy hunting, you see. That's the best.
Yeah, it was sitting on the back door.
Sure.
Well, you brought a few people up when we travelled up here with you from George and Whale River. You brought some people. Now, do you think any of these will stay here? Would they find this hunting better than George River? There's certainly quite a bit of variety, isn't there? Because we've already seen seal and polar bear and lots of char.
Yes, well, they'll find the hunting and the native food and so on is far more plentiful here than in Whale River. But the climate and the fuel supplies, it's very hard to say whether they'll stay or not.
Because there's no wood fuel at all, is
no,
there here?
No, there's none. There's no wood fuel. And there's nothing else unless they're prepared to burn sea log. Mm-hmm. And they could do that. We have the nets and other gear here for a seal fishery, but we want young men, you see, yeah, for a seal fishery. It's hard, dangerous work.
Now, you've started here, I can hear it ticking outside, this freezer for the char fishery. And the George and Whale River people have come up to help in this with the Port Burwell folks. How did this get started? What is behind it? Is this to help these people to be self-sufficient, or are they going to go into the export business?
Well, both. You see, the whole thing is tied together. To operate a co-op store, they must have some means of making money. So we hope to export this char to the southern Canadian and maybe United States market, and sell it at a price that will give the Eskimo fisherman a fair return for the catch. And it's not only char, but also a few fox furs. White fox furs are a fair price nowadays, and a handicraft program with seal skins. And anything that will bring a return. The whole idea is to create some economic base to enable these people to earn a living in the place where they wish to stay.
Well, they don't catch the char right in Port Burwell, do they? It's down the coast. We made this trip yesterday to put the people in this camp. Now, could you tell us some of the background of that camp we went to?
Well, yesterday was my first trip to this camp also, but just by looking around, you can see that this is a very old Eskimo camping ground. You see the old tent rings, and you see the old graves, and so on. A couple of old dugout houses. This is old Eskimo country, and yesterday's journey there was probably the first time the Eskimos have been back there for a good many years, because it's a little bit out of their range with the motorboat they have. With our new boat, the Joan Ryan, well, we can go there any time and pick up a collection of char, and we can do it fairly cheaply because this is a diesel engine we have, you see. It's a four-hour journey, one way, and our fuel consumption would be not above 8 gallons. So it's a fairly cheap operation.
How exactly do they catch the char when they get there?
Gill nets. All the char are all gill netted. And for the journey back, they'll be just chilled. Mm. We'll have ice on board the boat. Not ice, snow. Snow is softer.
And then?
Well, we had 45 fish.
Is that
in,
so?
In a short while. And
exactly do they catch the char when they get there?
Gill nets. Mm. All the char are all gill netted. And for the journey back, they'll be just chilled. Mm. We'll have ice on board the boat. Not ice, snow. Snow is softer. You won't get loose fish.
Do you expect the catch to be plentiful down there?
I expect it to be, yes. From the result we had yesterday with one net.
What happened then?
Well, we had 45 fish.
Is that
in,
so?
In a short while. And you see, the char will start running back to this little river you saw, say from August 10th to 25th. The char will speed up a bit. More char will move into this bay and start up the river. And that's when we expect to get our quota.
The fish should be pretty plump then?
They'll be in the pinker condition then. Mm.
Mm. They're well fed?
Well fed.
Well, Max, can you tell us how you would cook char?
How I would cook char?
Yes.
Well, first I'd have a bit of salt pork. And, well, you can fry, or you could again, use a little bit of salt pork and boil.
Yes.
Boil your char, not too much, mm. with potatoes. So that's how I would cook.
Yes, but you're a Newfoundlander as well, aren't you, with your salt pork?
Well, of course, we use salt pork in everything, you see.
Yes.
And we don't consider fish fit to eat unless there is salt pork.
Now, when you get this fish to the market down in Montreal, where does it go to?
Some to Montreal, Toronto, and New York, Detroit, and Chicago, I believe. Also, TCA are featuring our char on their coast-to-coast flights.
Mm. So the Arctic char is going to just a few centres at the moment?
At the moment, yes, but probably Arctic char will never be very, very plentiful. The capacity of all these rivers is very limited, you see. They're small rivers, and the char take a long time before they reach a good size.
How old would they be when they're big enough to eat?
We're not quite certain. There's a man from the Quebec Department of Fisheries working on this, but probably 10, 12 years old. And of course, up to... We have had them 25 years old, maybe a 14-pound char. But the ordinary run of char, 5 pounds, 5 to 8 pounds, they're probably 10 or 15 years old.
Well, I certainly hope you find your markets and get your price, because they certainly deserve it, the way they have to catch this fish in such rough weathers, because the McClellan Straits is really a breezy place to go through, isn't it?
Yes, very breezy, and there's quite strong currents in McClellan Straits. Yeah.
How fast do those currents run?
Our book, our Hudson Bay pilot, says 8 miles. 8 knots, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you very much, Max.
Thank you.